Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 3. We've been discussing this idea of submitting to others. We've been following this thread of submitting in a lot of different facets of life, but submitting to others here. We covered verse 8 last time, talking about some of the characteristics of what that involves. Today we're going to be in verse 9. That says this: do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
Okay, so we mentioned this last time, but he says what to do, what not to do, then what to do. So yeah. Verse 8, what to do, now what not to do: don't repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. And again, you go back up to the end of chapter 2 and how Jesus suffered. Jesus didn't sin, and he didn't revile when he was reviled, yeah. And neither should we. When you think about returning evil for evil, you know, even sometimes in families, we often treat each other the wrong way. We've got to not be doing wrong, basically. What if they mistreat us? Well, you know, we can't be looking to get them back. That's not the right attitude to have, to try to get revenge. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know, he's the one that's going to repay. And we sometimes, you mentioned this a few episodes ago, but we not only want to get back, but we want to up the ante a little bit more and, you know, make it a little bit worse bigger. Each time. Yeah. That's right. So, you know, the golden rule, the old saying is not, as others do unto you, do unto them. It is as you would men that do unto you. So treat others the way you want to be treated. We don't want people to mistreat us. Even if I'm, you know, snarky or having a bad day, or sometimes people do evil things, not even meaning to. It may be accidental or whatever, but our attitude shouldn't be, how do I get even with them?
Well, and when we take it as hostile every time, then, you know, it's, even if it's accidental, then that doesn't mean anything, because I'm going to take it as evil even if it doesn't have that intent. And then there's a lot of evil that's stored up in my heart where there wasn't really any to begin with. I just kind of misinterpreted it. But yeah, you're not repaying evil for evil or reviling for reviling. Reviling just there means that which is highly insulting. And again, you know, we talked about whenever Peter mentioned Jesus as an example, he talked about the people that reviled against him, that slandered him, that made fun of him even while he was on the cross, that insulted him. And there was never any of that with Jesus. In fact, there's kind of the opposite, where Jesus is praying, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know, you know, they don't understand what they're saying. So he's asking for them for forgiveness, not insulting them in the same way he's been given. So don't repay evil for evil. Don't repay reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, bless. Instead, this is where that third part hits. Instead, this is what to do. Bless people.
And that's what Jesus said to do in Luke 6:28. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you. It's what Paul said to do in Romans chapter 12 when he's making this section about good and evil. He says that we bless those who persecute you, bless and don't curse them. It's the same thing that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, when we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. So, you know, it's again, we keep talking about counterculture. It's such a counterculture thing. But Are we giving a blessing to people? When people are being unlikable to us, are we being likable? Mm-hmm. There are times that to like the unlikable, we've got to do things on this list.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to have unity of mind. We got to have sympathy. We got to have brotherly love. We got to have a tender heart. We got to have a humble mind. But we have to change because we've been allowed to inherit a blessing, so we need to be a blessing to others. Think about if Jesus treated us the way we had treated him, if God had treated us the way we had treated him,
yeah,
where would we be? And how many times does Jesus and Jesus' apostles and prophets tell us that if we want grace, what have we got to do?
Give grace.
If we want forgiveness, what have we got to do?
Forgive others.
If I want a blessing, what do I got to do?
Yeah.
You know, so it very much, our relation, you know, there's, when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandments, love God, love others, there's a connection there. And we can't, we want to have a right relationship with God. Well, you can't do that while having wrong relationships with people that God loves.
One of the cool things about 1 Peter to me, too, is just the way that he writes. I love that the Holy Spirit is still allows their characters to come through. And one of the things that I think is cool about 1 Peter is that he writes so many of the lessons that he learned from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You look back in Matthew 18, Peter came up and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him as many as seven times? And Jesus said,
which he probably thought was being very generous.
Yeah. He said, I did not say to you seven times, but 77 times, or 70 times seven, you know. And that's kind of that idea of not repaying evil for evil, but you forgive. Mm-hmm. You don't let that evil build up in your heart. Because, like you said, if there was, you know, you don't want to get in a payback plus some with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And so leave the vengeance, leave the getting even and all that for the Lord. What you're supposed to do is just forgive them and bless them. And that's what Peter learned from Jesus. It's what he learned there. It's what he learned whenever he tried to cut off the ear of the soldier and Jesus heals the man. You know, so many of those times where he wanted to be the one that makes things even. And, you know, he's the first to act. And Jesus says, leave it.
And in the grand scheme of things, I can't control how you treat me.
Yeah.
But I can control how I react to that. And that's what he's saying in this verse. Don't react back to them, but you react in the right way. That's the person that God's going to bless.
And that's true of every demographic that we've covered here. I can't control how the government acts, but I can control my relationship with the government. I can't, you know, wives can't control the way that their husbands respond to them or the way that they act or their relationship with the Lord, but they can control their conduct and their example. Men can't control their wives' actions, but they can love and support and understand them whenever, you know. Employees can't control their bosses, but they can control the way they respond and the way that they work. So a lot of those principles where, you know, I can control everything, but I can control me. And so let's make me as good and as godly as I can, and then the rest will play itself out.
But that begins with our submitting to each other and not making myself more important than you, but making you more important than me.
Yep. So thoughts here, talking about how that we should submit to other people, where he's talking to all of us again, and how we can apply some of these principles in our life to control what we can control, and let God take care of the rest as we entrust ourselves to him. We hope that this has been an encouragement to you, that you would like and share this, that it would inspire you to dive deeper into God's Word in your own time. See you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.